Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah, welcome to Being Here. You know, being here is not about doing your life right.
Don't go changing to try and please me.
You know, that Billy Joe song, Just the Way You Are, we played that at our wedding. That's going on 33 years ago. Or is it 34 years
where
ago?
Where are we? We're in 2018. It's 34 years ago.
Oh, man, life goes by really quickly.
It does.
In a blink. That's so amazing.
That's what happens when you're fully engaged. When you're really being here, it's interesting because time stretches. You get an amazing, like each
day is an amazing lifetime. Yesterday was so long, but I can't remember it now.
Yes, and then it goes. It goes very quickly.
It goes very quickly. Yeah, it's like paradoxical, I guess.
I know we generally start with listening, but before we go there, I realized this past weekend, one of the things Shai and I did was we volunteered with a group of people that bring veterans, military veterans, out onto rivers and gives them an opportunity to have a guide, an experienced guide like one of us.
And go fly fishing.
And so we each had a veteran from New York City. I had a lovely gentleman from the Brooklyn, and I had a lovely lady from the Bronx. And one of throughout the day, I was just chatting with this fellow, and he mentioned something. He's 68, I'm 60, and he kept calling me young lady. And I'm like, well, really? I'm not really that much younger. He said, by comparison, wouldn't you like 8 years of your life back? And I said, no. And he was very surprised. And I was surprised. I'm not trying to go backwards. I'm not wishing I was different. I'm not wishing I had it back again. I'm really enjoying just the way I am. This show today is a possibility for you to become really deeply centered in being just the way you are and reveling in the perfection of that.
And, you know, there are more than 7.5 billion people on the planet, and each one is unique. That makes you one very special person out of 7.5 billion people. And here's the problem. We've all been taught what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what's better, what's worse. And we all have been taught that getting older is not a great thing, except when you're young. Then you try to get older until you reach a certain age, and then you try to get younger. It's funny seeing 70-year-old people trying to operate like they're in their 20s. It may work for some, but I don't know. I figure if you're 70, you should be 70, not try to be 15 again.
But that being said,
but the interesting thing is this: I kind of see us as ageless in that we operate not through our age that makes us a certain way, but operate as though we are people right now in this moment doing our lives exactly the way we're doing them. See, you know, the idea that you should be different than you are to be perfect, when in fact you should be exactly as you are to be perfect. Your perfection lies in your being you the way you are, rather than trying to be some idea you have or what a better you would be.
Part of the way to, or an idea away for accessing your own personal perfection today is by truly listening, engaging fully to hear not only what Shai and I have to say, but each of our guests, the callers, have to say. And by the way, it's a live show. You are welcome to call in. Get your pen ready or your typing skills if you need it. The phone number is 888-346-9141. 888-346-9141. And if you listen to hear what a person has to say from his or her perspective, then you fall into the moment. And the moment is perfect. It's immutable, it's unchangeable, it goes by in an Augenblick, that's for our German friends, the blink of an eye. And if you listen not to agree, disagree, assess whether you know it already, put it in your back pocket so that you can have a realization or things for the future, but you just hear it for the sake of hearing it, life becomes simple. It becomes relaxed. It becomes a wonderful adventure without the pressure to get somewhere.
You know, the biggest challenge is to listen without going off into thoughts. Because I know as you were talking, you mentioned the phone number. And I saw a picture in my mind of that phone number. And then from that, I went to, you know, I don't remember my current passport number. You know, like I should. Or then I had the thought, I don't remember your social security number. I wonder if that means I love you any less.
Aren't those funny random thoughts?
Right.
Like knowing my social security number is proof that you love me.
Right.
The mind is a wonderful thing to waste.
Yes, it is.
Oh, excellent.
So,
we have several folks already holding, but before we go to them, let's talk again about our approach, because it's possible that somebody listening today is listening for the first time. We had some wonderful people come to Monday Night Alive through Meetup this past Monday in New York City and through the invitation of their friends. And I know what we were doing or not doing was very confusing for some of them at first because it was so wildly outside their reality. Our approach is
not the psychotherapeutic or problem solution oriented. It's not about fixing, changing, making anything better. It's about discovering how to get into the current moment of your life. Actually, it's not about discovering how to get into the current moment of your life. It's discovering you're in the current moment of your life, where your life is taking place, as opposed to the future or the past, which is dominated by thought.
Change is about striving to get somewhere, like your goals, for example. In transformation, it includes that you have personal desires and goals, but it's rooted in this moment. Not that when you get there someday, life will be better, but as an unfolding of this moment where naturally things that you are interested in and up to unfold for you, as opposed to something you have to effort and strive for.
Or work at.
That your life just happens.
And you happen to be here for it as a witness of it rather than as a judge of whether or not it's what you want. So, you see, mostly our preferences, what we prefer, get in the way of our enjoying how our lives are showing up. The game is, because, see, life doesn't really care what you want. It shows up the way it does. It with things that you do not expect, for the most part, unless we're all psychic and mind readers and can predict how the future is going to show up. But for most of us, you know, the people who live on the Big Island of Hawaii, those people who live where that volcano went off, they could have
known it as a possibility, but they certainly didn't expect it
as a reality. Yeah, you know, things intercedes with our lives. How you deal with the way your life is showing up provides well-being and security and makes life fun.
You know, you have infinite possibility, but when you resist something, your parents, a moment in time, something someone says, what you resist, it persists. You keep it in the foreground of your life. It dominates the quality of your life.
Ariel just gave you the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
And in any given moment, you can only be just the way you are in that moment.
And that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation.
And the third principle is...
of instantaneous transformation is...
anything you allow to be without judging it
completes itself in an instant, instantaneously.
Did we mention we finish each other's sentences?
No, we didn't, but we do. Instantaneous transformation. And the reason I keep on saying instantaneous transformation is?
Over time, it's change.
Right. Transformation can only happen in an instant. Anyway.
Let's take Mark. We're taking Mark first today.
Okay.
He's our caller. And where are you, Mark?
Hello, I'm in Hamburg, Germany.
Ah, welcome.
How is
life?
Thank you.
How is life in Hamburg, Germany?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the city, and you know, it's taking a lot of walks in the park. There's a really nice park that's very close to here, and
yes,
it's just beautiful. There's a lot of flowers, and they have water features. You know, with these you know, like fountains that go off and, you know, things like that. And of course, they have ice cream stands, which I kind of like, too.
So what can we do for you, Mark? You know, interestingly enough, I was thinking about you the other day. Because, you know...
we're like, wow, how's Mark doing?
I wonder how Mark's doing.
Yeah, you ask some friends, anybody heard from Mark recently? Because we've been thinking about you, and here you are. How cool is that?
Yeah, I like it, too. So for today, just the way you are, you know, of course there are times when I second guess what I'm what I'm saying or how I'm being, and I don't know that I'm doing it. Like for some reason, I think that everything's okay. But really, if I go back later on and I look and I see that I was second-guessing myself. And, you know, I'm just wondering if there's any way, you know, for me to see that earlier or to just, you know,
okay.
Have a, yeah.
Well Mark, connected. You can't see it before you do. And when you do see it, you probably see it everywhere.
Ah.
But... mm-hmm. You have a preference. Your preference is to not second guess yourself. So that preference, one, keeps you from seeing how much you do it, and two, perpetuates what you don't want, which is second guessing yourself. See, rather than just notice it and get on with your life, you are trying now to make a new and improved mark.
Which is the non-second-guessing version. It's like Mark 2.0, you know. The upgraded version of Mark doesn't second-guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already having a judgment against the way I might be.
The way you are being.
Yeah. Okay.
See... The beauty of instantaneous transformation is that your life shows up and you show up the way you are in your life in this moment. Now, if you see that without judging it, but just see it, it's over. It completes itself. But if you see it and say, oh, I should be different to be a better me, I should not second guess myself. Well, then, you've just locked second-guessing yourself in place with your judgment of it as though it's not good.
Yeah, so I keep it close and in the back of my mind, because I've got that judgment.
Well, it's not in the back of your mind. It becomes your foreground. It becomes the way you interact with you. You start criticizing your own way of being when, in fact, you can't be any different than you are in current time.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, you now have second-guessing yourself crystallized as a term. So in your mind, it is a something, and you don't have an interest in it. And for instance, yesterday I was working with Leah, who's our brilliant social media manager, and she works with me to do all of the lovely emails we go out to make sure the pictures and the text and everything else is good. And we did part of it, and then there are some upcoming ones we turned our attention to, and my mind went blank. And in the past, I might have pushed through that blankness and then had the, oh, I don't know if I'm doing it right. But really, that was my cue to me that it was not time to be focusing on that activity, that there were other activities that were more of prime importance for me. In the past, I might have labeled that second guessing, but my way of being is an ever-evolving thing that I pay attention to cues from myself without judging them, so I don't force myself to do things that I don't need to be doing in order to prove to myself that I'm a good worker or anything else. And I have a feeling that part of your agendas on any given day keep you from wanting to see honestly that you're on track. I mean, even the conversation that you started with Mark, it's an interesting one. I thought I was okay, and then in retrospect, I saw that I was really second-guessing myself, which is code for I wasn't on my own personal center.
Look, it may be, my dear, that you are not busy enough. And then your mind goes to work and finds something to work on. You're the most likely candidate. So here's the thing. We've got to go to a break.
Fairly shortly here. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. We'll be back with Mark. Hopefully you'll be come back with us just the way you are.
Yeah, so come on back just the way you are.
And don't miss
being here just the way you are.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're really looking forward to seeing all the folks who are coming into New York City this upcoming weekend for our Intimacy Weekend. And it's Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. If you'd like to join us, there is room
there
for
is
you.
There is room. In fact, one person from Chicago has to cancel due to a family emergency. I might as well say, hi, Katie. We'll be missing you.
Yeah. Shout out to you and your whole family. For Katie and whoever else, there's also Creativity and Intuition happening in New York.
That's going to be in August 10, 11, and 12.
Oh, man, I love that course.
Yes, it's fun.
It is fun, and I can tell it's coming up because
your intuition is getting better.
Oh, boy, it is super fun. And then in Cambridge, speaking of fun, toward the end of this month, June 28th and 29th, it's a Thursday all day and Friday morning. Susan Finch and I are doing Speak Up. Really happy. Normally we do that in New York City for three successive evenings, like three Wednesdays. But we're doing it in Cambridge this year, and a lot of you are coming. And then on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, Shai and I are doing The Art of Being Happy.
Well, no, we're not.
Oh, no.
Fun is the access way to enlightenment.
I jumped one line, sorry. Fun is the access way to enlightenment. I was checking.
The Art of Being Happy is in Hamburg, Germany.
In October.
In October. October 4, 5, and 6. No, four.
Four is for the freedom to breathe. Fifth, sixth, and seventh is the Art of Being Happy.
That's right.
Oh, all these numbers. I have to say, though, if you would like to join us, you'd be welcome in any or all of these places. If it's for you.
Oh, yeah. There's also Costa Rica in 2019. We do a either 1 or 2 week long course. You can either come for 1 week or two.
The prerequisite is a weekend. So if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. You can find out more or register for any of our courses.
Transformation Made Easy. You know, the truth is I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I want it to be easy.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
That's right. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
We're speaking with our friend Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
I like the word easy. You were just talking about being easy. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, your life should be an easy expression of yourself. And when you're living your life, not trying to either be living somebody else's or resisting some people so you change the way you are to be special or different, life can be easy.
Speaking of second guessing, one last time here before we let you go, I spent 5 hours yesterday doing significant planning for the fall. And toward the end of it, you were handling some other things. It got to be after 9 o'clock at night. And I realized that the window of being effective had closed. And I could continue on
pushing through
to try and get it done or recognize that today it would be far easier. And the piece that I could not complete last night happened very easily in a very, very short time frame today, particularly because our lovely assistant Christina is here. I could bounce some ideas off of her, and she was part of the mix, and it was done. I would just pay attention to when you push yourself also past your window of productivity, because you have an idea of what a good mark is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I definitely have those times too when I'm, getting just kind of like a little bit frazzled, and it would just be good to let myself be frazzled, I guess, and next time,
well,
give myself some other time.
Yeah, but you know,
did I get that or not? Yeah.
Well, you're already worrying about being frazzled. Frazzled is okay when it happens.
But you're also making a plan. When A happens, then I do B. So I should let myself be frazzled.
Right. It's not, that's giving yourself another dictate.
Yeah.
Making another set of rules about what a better you would be.
You know, generally, if I find myself moving toward frazzled, it's information about something. Uh-huh. I can tell you what the something is. It may be that I'm resisting something.
It may be you don't have all the information you need yet to make the
informed choice.
There you go.
Okay.
It's more information to bring me here to look at the situation in real time rather than, aha, I am frazzled. So, yes, Mark 6 days ago told me to let myself be frazzled when I'm frazzled. You know, we all want to have rules. That's why in Germany they often want to call them the three rules of instantaneous transformation, which they're not.
Yeah.
They are
ideas,
principles. Hey, thanks for calling today.
Thanks
it was
for calling,
so
Mom.
Nice to speak to you. We've been missing
really?
You.
Yeah, same here. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Excellent. We're looking forward to it, too. Let's take our next caller. It's Corrine in, I believe you're in New York today. Are you in New York today?
Yes, I am, right here in Manhattan, and it's actually a beautiful day.
It is. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I love the topic about just the way you are. And I noticed something that happened this morning that I just wanted to mention because it was really cool. When I got up this morning, I ran out to do a couple of errands. Then I came back home. And then about literally maybe a half hour later, I went out again. Only this time in the hallway, because I live in a building with an elevator, there's a mirror. And I turned and looked at the mirror, and I all of a sudden was like, oh my God, I'm wearing the wrong top. And it occurred to me, it was just really funny how when I went out earlier, I didn't look, I didn't think about it. And I think that's what it was, is I was thinking. And it was so interesting how I became critical in that moment. And then I went, oh, this is the same top I had on before, but I don't know. I just found it pretty fascinating.
It sounds like you're working on yourself, Corrine.
Pardon me?
It sounds like you're working on yourself.
Yes.
Because really. You're not just noticing that you are in the same top you wore the last time you went out. You're choreographing it in a way as though somehow you were wrong for wearing that top rather than that's what you were wearing.
Yeah.
I have a question. Did you adequately handle the things you ran out to do the first time you wore that top?
Yes. And I felt perfectly comfortable. Everything was fine. Yeah.
You know, in a certain respect, it's similar to the conversation we were just having with
Mark.
If you're wearing the same top and you're going out the second time and your whole reality about yourself has changed, where you're suddenly having self-critical thought processes, I don't see the, look at that thing The Slackjaw School of Enlightenment, where you're going,
we haven't talked about that in a while.
Well, it really is something where you don't judge it. You see it. You notice it.
It's like being a scientist without a preference. You see something, you notate it, you say, oh, look at that. That's interesting. And it's over. It isn't. Now you have to work on it to make an improved Corrine.
Yeah. Yes.
The other thing is, now, mind you, my reality has a sharper focus on creativity and intuition right now because we're moving toward being in that course and people are registering for that course. But I also find, for instance, Shai and I, if you realize that we have done, you know, close to 600 of these radio shows. And wow. So our thought process is prior to each show sometimes shift. It's the same with Monday nights. It's the same with you running out to do a series of errands. When you go out, you are going to be connecting with specific people. And sometimes you link up and sync up. We created made up a whole term in the last book we wrote called linkronize, where you link up and sync up with somebody, you linkronize. Yeah. And if your thought process is turn critical and you don't judge yourself for having them nor believe them to be true, you have a level of compassion for anybody you might be meeting who's being self-critical. And then the possibility of transformation is possible, not only for you, but for the people around you.
Your biggest problem.
What's that?
Your intelligence.
Oh. Okay.
See, I tell you what I mean by that, though. I've said that before, but I have a specific meaning for you. You're
okay,
intelligent.
Cool.
And so you remember what we say and apply it to your life as a rule. So you talk to yourself about being non-judgmental rather than just notice your judgments when they show up.
Without doing anything with them.
See, you're still trying to be the improved version of Corrine rather than noticing the way Corrine is without making it need improvement.
It's so true.
But yeah. You see, I'm circumspect in your saying it's so true because I know it's true. But when you say it's so true, you agree with what I'm saying, which then puts it on a shelf. It closets it. It does not be open to discovering what Corrine shows up like in the next moment. It's, oh, yes, I do that. And so now you stop looking for the way you are and you work on yourself about it.
Yep. Yeah, no, what went in my mind when you said that was like a disappointment, like, oh yeah, I do that.
I'm still doing that. Oh God, that's bad.
Right. Exactly.
So,
see as opposed to
as opposed to is your mind's now trying to manipulate what I'm saying.
To find an alternative, better version of you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rather than realize, like, just the way you are is enough in this moment.
Yep. I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was speaking to you on Monday night. We had a little chat, and I know that you're in the process of writing a book and it's moving toward gelling and completion. And then you were telling me all the reasons why you should self-publish. And some of them are really good, of course. You know, if you want to get a book out there, it does definitely take a longer time frame. If you go through a publisher, it's usually a longer thing.
Process.
But one of the things that caught my attention was the reasons why you would not pitch it to a publisher had to do with all of your limitations. And I was really surprised at how you perceive yourself.
She has limitations?
Well, she doesn't think she has a track record.
You mean her self-perceived limitations?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the reality in that she had this incredible business that she sold to a larger business and, and all of her years as a successful entrepreneur. It's like, in her mind, that is not a track record.
Right.
Yeah.
Very true. That's very true.
We've published through big publishers and we've self-published and both have assets and both have limitations. But the idea of choosing which way to go because you're not good enough is I'm just challenging that thought.
Okay. Cool.
That's
cool.
Not to tell you to get a publisher
and
either.
And that's not saying you should pitch it to a publisher, but if you don't pitch it to a publisher, it should be because self-publish is what you want to do, not because you're not good enough to do something else.
Yeah. That came up again today for me, so I really love hearing you say that. Because I said that again
when
I was talking about my book, my own limitations.
Thanks.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
We got a couple people patiently holding, so we're going to go. Thanks, Corinne.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Let's take Peter. He looks like he's also in New York City.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Peter.
Yeah, I'm about 3 miles south of Corinne.
Clearly, you know each other. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been listening and I've been thinking about procrastination and second guessing and the second principle, which is like, you can only be the way you are. And it's hard for me to accept the way I am when I procrastinate. I judge that very severely.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I just started thinking. You guys have Chihuahuas, right?
Yes.
Now, a Chihuahua is a little bit different than a Great Dane, isn't it?
Yes.
So they have different genetic predispositions.
Yes.
Now, you started thinking, what has this got to do with me and my procrastination? Well, maybe you have a genetic predisposition to procrastinate when you are procrastinating. Does that make you wrong?
No, but I have like that idea of what a better me would be, and it would be someone who does not procrastinate.
I know that. Well, look, we can only procrastinate for so long before we need to go to a break.
Maybe I'm going to offer you a virtual dog biscuit, you know, when using the Chihuahua example.
I like the Great Dane example.
The Great Dane example. I don't know if Great Danes procrastinate. Can you come back with this after the break, Peter?
Definitely.
What is the dog biscuit?
That there may be ideas and what Shai was alluding to may support you in feeling more relaxed around this, quote, procrastination issue. That's the carrot.
Ah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, thanks for being a listener.
Yeah, thanks for being here with us.
Wherever you're listening from. Yeah. And we have some specific shout-outs today to some of our listeners.
So we want to shout out to people in Clifton, New Jersey.
In particular, our amazing website provider, Tag Online, in case you need one, they're awesome. Lengxi, China.
How about Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Roubaix, France.
Hazel Park, Michigan.
Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Monterey, California.
And Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening from, thanks for being part of our listening community.
Right. Thanks for listening to our show.
By the way, if you like to listen, all of our books are on audiobook format as well.
And Ariel reads them and she's good.
They're really fun. They're really easy.
Well, when we did the recordings, Ariel read the books to me.
So if you want to be seated,
intimate with us,
there you go. You can get them on Audible or iTunes. And if you want your podcasts made easy, you can subscribe to Being Here on your favorite podcast app. So while you're there, why not leave a rating of the show? It helps people find it. So again, thanks for being part of our listening community. We were speaking with Mr. Peter. Are you still with us?
I am.
I don't think you procrastinate anywhere as much as you think you procrastinate. The other thing is this, Peter. I think you could do the things you want to do only. So don't do things you don't want to do.
That really conflicts with my belief about life.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised at all. But what I mean by that is if you only do the things you want to do, you're going to end up doing everything.
And part of it is yourself the truth about what you want to do.
But you'll do what you do with alacrity rather than a have to.
And I imagine right now you have a whole wide swath of things you really want to do, but somewhere you have an umbrella over it of, I have to do this. I have to go to work. I have to finish this project. I have to write my blog. I have to walk the dogs. I have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, I recognize even recognizing that those are choices, like I decided to have dogs. It was my choice to do X, Y, or Z, that have to really, that's just part of, talk about a genetic thing. Like, that feels like my genetic makeup is to see things in that have to. That's the first thing that, I, you know, Like, but even I think going to a Monday night. Oh, I have to go to Monday night. I have to leave the apartment.
It's perfect.
Even though I love it when I'm there.
But you don't get that. That's perfect.
And if you'd stop resisting seeing that as it is, it would probably clear up on its own. But you can't do it to get it to clear up. See,
right.
you want it to show up the way you want it to, but then when it does show up the way you want it to, which is the way it is, you resist that and think it should be different. Look, until you can embrace that you are a no to everything new that comes along.
Yes.
When you embrace it, then it no longer runs your life.
Because it's not really relevant. Of course you're going to say no. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful day. I'm looking out my window. It's a beautiful day outside. But if that no part of me is in the foreground, I'd be like, oh, God, I don't want to go out there. Of course it says that. It doesn't mean anything. And if you look at how loved, productive, healthy,
successful,
everything, including that genetic predisposition, it's not something you have to get rid of in order to finally be okay. You already are.
Right. Just see it.
Well, don't give yourself instructions.
Right.
See, because you just turned it into a new do.
Because you want
right.
to get rid of it, get over it.
You still have a preference for it to disappear rather than get interested in noticing how prevalent that is. You think a better you is going to be rid of that rather than a better you is the way you are right now with all your foibles.
Cool.
It is cool.
I like that.
I like it too.
You know what's interesting? There's when you said cool, I like that, there's a shift in the quality of your voice.
That's right. So I think we can take our next caller.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you,
Peter.
Guys. See you this weekend.
Yeah,
all right.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Awesome. All right. We have Tracy, I believe, also in New York City. In New York today, Tracy?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about, I recently got out of a relationship, and it's a couple of things. I definitely have a preference that I should be in a relationship. I think that my mind thinks it would be better if I was in a relationship. And
okay.
What's currently happening is I've been, like, holding on, even though we're technically broke up, I've been, like, holding on to this person, like, rent, like I still want to fight with him, like all the time. Like I have, not all the time, but.
Well, of course you are. That's familiar.
You're
normal. Easier than the unknown.
Right. It's so much easier to hold on to all the things that didn't work in that relationship, and then to step into something new. See, I've known you for a number of years, and I recall in previous relationships that didn't work, you held on to them too.
So why should this time be any different?
Right. So why should this be different? Now, there is the possibility, Tracy, that you could transform.
But part of it includes embracing the part of you that just wants to keep fighting, even though it's over. And you notice it with a sense of humor.
Okay.
It's like, oh. Look, here I go again.
But here's the thing. You have an idea that you should be in a relationship, yes?
Yes.
But your idea about relationship also includes fighting.
Yes.
So the idea of having a relationship that doesn't have a fight attached to it is kind of foreign to you.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if you let yourself, you can discover how to relate to life without fighting with it.
The other thing is, you're always in a relationship.
With yourself. With that voice in your head.
That extends to the people around you. And, you know, there were times today For instance, Shai took a nap earlier. We had a late night and an early morning clients, and he took a nap. So I was, at that time, left with myself. And I'm in relationship with me. And then he reappeared, and I'm still in relationship with me, only Shai happens to be in close proximity. I think you think you're not complete somehow unless you have this other half. And I'm whole. Shai is whole. We just happen to enjoy each other's company. And there's
a lot.
There doesn't have to be this devolving down into fighting so that it's a familiar love.
Are you joining us this weekend?
I am, yep.
Good. Because, see, one of the things, because intimacy is an interesting thing. It's about allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in current time. And that sometimes includes when there's another with you in current time. It's about being you and being okay with who you discover yourself to be rather than picking on you. See, I tell you, you fight in relationship because you pick on yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I do pick on myself, yeah.
Right, and then you pick on whoever is around you as though they are the cause or source of your discomfort rather than just feel the way you are in the current moment, which is you being intimate with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a very, this is kind of strange, but I had a very interesting example for myself this past weekend of what snaps in place when I'm in unknown situations or situations where I'm uncomfortable or I'm trying to conform to rules in my mind. Shai and I went to a bar mitzvah of the son of a couple of our friends, and it was a ceremony for a number of young people, a bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah. So they were all boys and girls who were now 13, and they were doing this rite of passage. And as we got there, there were lots of different people there, some of whom were Jewish, some of whom were not. And I saw a lot of people wearing yarmulkes, which is the little
top hat
that people wear often for Jewish ceremonies. So I was like, oh, Shai, you need a yarmulke. And he was like, I don't want to wear a yarmulke. And in my mind, I had this pressure to do it right. So I was watching this pressure to do it right, which I'm also assuming was in that room full of people who were there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the father of this child walks in, and he's not wearing a yarmulke. And I found that interesting. I found it interesting, this desire in me to try to conform to my incomplete idea of what the appropriate rules in this situation would be. And I watched it without judging it. And had I been pushing him to do what would I thought would be right in order to make me apparently comfortable in what I found was a slightly uncomfortable situation, I would have started a fight. I don't think you allow yourself to be uncomfortable when you're uncomfortable. You want to have rules in place.
And you want to blame someone else for your discomfort.
Yes. Yep.
You know, and you're normal.
It was just a really fun, fascinating
event. And look, if you see that and don't judge it, it'll dissipate. It will stop. But you can't see it to stop it.
See, I feel like my mind tries to do that sometimes. See it to stop it.
There is no next time. It's all this time.
Sorry, can you say that? Well, one more time.
I said there is no next time. It's all this time. You see, your life is showing up the way it is in this moment of now. It is not practice for some future moment. It's just showing up the way it is. And that future moment will show up as it is in that particular future whenever that shows up.
Give yourself permission to enjoy yourself right now.
Exactly.
If you enjoy yourself right now, then you happen to get connected up with somebody, you'll probably have a whole lot more fun.
That's right. If you enjoy yourself, Tracy, you'll enjoy the people around you. It's when you have judgments about how you're doing that you transfer those judgments over to other people.
Plus, you tend to attract people who are also self-judgmental because it fits your mold.
Right. And then you have, then you fight. Hey.
Right.
Thank you for calling in. It's
thank
time
you so
for
much.
Us to end the show.
Hey, everyone, if you're enjoying being here, share the show with your friends. And if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. You can get the details on everything else we're doing or sign up for our newsletter at transformationmadeeasy.com. Next week's show is Creativity
and Intuition Made Easy.
So
come on back.
And don't miss...
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.